providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
At much the rest of the nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the third and final hour of what is the fastest 3 hours in talk radio, Govern America. Good to have you with us once again, ladies and gentlemen, as we're rapidly rounding out the program today. It continues to be the 15th of March, 2014, as we visit this afternoon with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com, and we're going to open up the phone lines here in just a moment. I want you folks, if you can, to please stay focused on what we're talking about, if you can, and make your point as quickly as we can so we can move rapidly through this thing, because there's just a ton of stuff to talk about. We can discuss the whole issue of Bitcoin if you want, or, you know, anything having to do with the technocratic system, Agenda 21, and all that. At the end of the last hour, I raised the issue, Vicki, of the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. The news broke yesterday, I believe, that the government, which has been moving rapidly toward relinquishing control of this company, once again, another public-private partnership, but one that has been basically, as I understand ICANN, basically they control the process of the registrars, where whenever somebody types in a website like channelingreality.com or governamerica.com or republicbroadcasting.org, it goes to a registrar. There's a number of different name servers around the Internet which look up the IP address associated with that domain name and then resolve that thing so that the person – so it actually takes and routes the computer to the proper IP address based upon the domain name. Now, there's a lot of other things involved in this, and there's a number of different companies that quote-unquote sell domain names – and ICANN is the overseer of those companies. But this has been the question is, who's going to oversee ICANN? And up till now, it's been the U.S. government. And there's a number of people that have criticized ICANN and different things that they've done, which I won't go into it all right now for the interest of time. But it was just announced, I think, yesterday that the U.S. government, I think by 2015, is planning on basically not renewing the contract they have with ICANN, which it looks to me like would cut them loose. And that's an awful lot of power in one company's hands. Have you explored this at all? Have you looked at it at all? And if so, what do you think about it?
I did look at it, and if they turn it over to some international organization, it's just, you know, one more step in turning over sovereignty over the fate of our country to an international body. And, mm-hmm. you know, I the way I look at it, I mean, it just might be the coup de grace. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, with regard to ICANN and the domain name issue, even without domain names, the Internet could still function. The problem there is that you're dealing with IP addresses now. Like, you know, Govern America has an IP address people could type in. So as long as a website wasn't in a shared hosting environment where one IP address serves several websites, conceivably.
Well, the name that people use, that's just a name. It actually is translated into an address for a node on the internet, and so you know whatever name you call it is really kind of irrelevant. But they could screw it up really bad so that it doesn't work, or they could what if they screw up the addressing in such a way that it shuts us down totally, so that nothing goes to the right place. What that would do to our country? So it's a very, it's a very serious thing.
Well, and Aaron, you were also right when you said that they had this plan all along. I found that U.S. officials have had plans since ICANN's creation in 1998 to eventually migrate it to international control. So it has always been in the works that this would come under international authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing that the U.S. taxpayer has built, and now they're turning it over essentially to international globalists, to control. And, folks, I'm a firm believer, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. And we have a system here that works, maybe not perfect, but it works. And it looks like to me that increasingly we have, Ben Swan was talking about the consolidation, where Comcast is buying up this company. We have a consolidation of power at the top, where everything's being consolidated in a very few corporations. They've already did this with radio and television. Now it looks like they're doing it with the internet as well. And we have also throttling going on, potentially as time goes by with this whole net neutrality debate. Throttling of the internet is already happening. There are already companies that are doing it, and the courts have blessed it. So,
well, and Darren, if you consider that, the UN would have some type of control over the internet, most of the countries that are members of the UN have some type of censorship on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming.
Yeah,
there
I think it's here already.
There will be no free internet in any way, and we will be taxed if it comes under an international authority. Think of the money that can be made.
Yeah, well, our government actually has been building internet capability in countries all around the world. So they've used the American people, our labor, our talent, our ingenuity to build this whole thing, and then they're giving it away while our country's economy crumbles. That's one thing that Al Gore did. And Bill Clinton did the first thing within 100 days of getting into office. Clinton met with the Red Chinese, and I assume that since Microsoft was involved in it, it's called the Blake Island Meetings or whatever, but essentially to have a global system, they had to give the technology away, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what the Clinton administration did. Then in November of 1993, Clinton met with Yeltsin and did the same thing. So the first, two really big foreign policy deals that they made were with the Red Chinese and the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all in preparation for this global technocratic system that's being built, because Clinton's and Al Gore's primarily mission upon getting into office was the internet technology. It was third way governance by information systems.
Yeah. Well, I don't see how anybody couldn't call this stuff treason, because what this really reminds me of is the Panama Canal. And Jimmy Carter's giving that away. Where is the representation of the people in what they're doing here? When we have to fund all of the building of this infrastructure, whether it be something technological, some kind of technological marvel like the internet, or some kind of technological marvel like the Panama Canal.
There is no representation for people. People don't count. People are just an abstraction in their designs, in their databases. Mm-hmm. And the customer of the education system is business. The child is the product. They are not children. They are products. They are the supply chain for the labor market.
It is a system of the people, of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations.
Yep, that's right.
The Constitution, the people have been replaced by multinational corporations. It's unfortunate, but that's the way I see it. Anyway, let's take the break here real quick, and we'll hit the ground running and roll through your calls on the other side. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a few.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, welcome back. Okay, I'm going to ask all you folks that are on hold right now to please be as brief as possible, get straight to your point when I go to you, so that we can keep things hopping along here and get everybody in. 800-313-9443. I think we have the phone lines all full, though, so just jot down the number if you want to call in. And after we clear a line, you can jump on board then. Up first is Art, who is off the grid, jumped on the grid just long enough to talk to us. Art, you're on the air with Vicki Davis.
Darren, Nancy, Vicki, hi, guys. On the eugenics thing, I'm a firm believer that movies, music, TV, all this are nothing but propaganda pieces And if you want to talk about eugenics, we can talk about where it's pretty much began. 1929, there was a eugenics program taking place on the Indian reservations, but when they found out what was going on with that, it became Planned Parenthood. But in 1935, there was a movie called Tomorrow's Children. Go watch it. It's on YouTube. It's called Tomorrow's Children, and it literally lays out eugenics, sterilization of an entire family simply because you have mentally retarded or you have criminals in your family. It's all right there. It even shows a court scene where a young girl of 18 years old is being told by the court she must undergo sterilization because her brother's a convicted criminal in prison and she's got a mentally disabled brother. It's all right there.
Yep, you're right. And I did that research when I wrote something that I called the Human Genome Project, and I researched the history back. You know, once I picked up the clue from the design of our healthcare system, I could see it. I could see that's where they were going with this, and so I did the research back, which I always do to see, are they really doing it, or you know, is this just a person saying it? But that's why I can talk about the history of this stuff, because I've gone back and I've looked at it and carried it forward. And you're absolutely right.
Quick follow-up
and
there.
Another thing that's really interesting about this is that this is a very similar system to 1939 Germany, when they basically started moving healthcare for the incompetents, what they thought were the incompetents or the undesirables, into nursing care and clinics, most of which were designed to simply eliminate them.
Yeah, anybody
that's exactly
that's
what we're seeing.
Yeah, anybody that's interested in this, do research on community health clinics, because that's your clinic system, Nancy.
Okay, well, quick follow-up
there. We've seen this before, Vicki. We've seen it before, 1939.
Go ahead, Art.
If you look, the majority of your Planned Parenthood offices are, where are they? They're in the impoverished, primarily black and Hispanic neighborhoods. But in this movie also, it literally, they actually threaten the father, we'll take your welfare benefits away if you don't do this. And they, in the home, when they're talking to the young 18-year-old girl, they tell her, if you don't go willingly, we'll take you by force.
Yeah, well, they're going to be doing it chemically now. So they won't need court systems and all the rest of the stuff.
That's very dire. Well, listen, Art, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's move on to Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're up next.
And six things. New to RBN, very grateful. Your show, first time for me, great. Your take on vegetables, very interesting. Vicki Davis, fabulous. Give her website out again. Address,
channelingreality.com.
Yeah, okay, on the website, if people want to send in checks or money or keep people apprised of Ukrainian situation. By next week, weekend, we may not know. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Fred. I appreciate the call there, sir. Let's go on to Walker in New Mexico. Walker, you're up next.
Thanks to all of you. Thanks to all of you for the call. Basically, I had just a couple of points. This is more dangerous. This internet situation that you gave reference to is much more dangerous than Panama Canal, although it's a symptom. Basically, to our elites, our government types, we have a symbiosis of synonyms linguistically. Government equals management since about 1913. I want to ask Nancy or Vicki if they've heard of one name, and that is Jacques Ellul.
Say Jack Lou?
Jacques Ellul, French.
How do you spell it?
E-L-L-U-L. He wrote The Technological Civilization. And again, we come back to definitions a little bit there, Vicki. Civilization versus culture. You know, what we've got is civilization gives us all of these nice things that technology gives us, right? Essentially, he wrote a treatise that talks about the metaphysic of technology. He wrote it back in the 60s. He's been suppressed. He was a contemporary of Sartre, okay? But he was a Christian man. He was a Christian anarchist, actually. And let me give you a quick quote, and then I'll get out of the way. And I second the motion of supporting RBM.
I appreciate that. Go ahead with your quote, sir.
For anybody who can afford to, please do. The definition that he gave is basically, he calls it an irreversible collective tendency of technology. And basically, he calls it the metaphysic, he relates it to the metaphysic of the 20th century, the 21st century, on steroids, basically. And he calls it technique. They relate to it not as technology per se, but as technique, because it's so inclusive in everything in society. And it's changing society into a mass, okay? And they understand this. Technique, the definition, is the totality of methods rationally arrived at and having absolute efficiency. Think of the German Reich. For a given stage of development in every field of human activity. The technique of the present has no common measure with the past. So it's very metaphysical. Again, great job, the three of you.
Thank you, Walter. I appreciate the call. You wanted to comment on that, Vicki?
He's absolutely right. It is, to get the efficiency, you have to collectivize everything. And, in fact, everything is being collectivized. And people lose their individuality in the collectivization process. And that's what I meant when I said we are just abstractions in their designs. Mm-hmm. We're no longer people. We are just objects.
Can I respond to that?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's mathematics. Mathematics is a false science. We've got to understand that linguistics and mathematics, psychologically and philosophically, have to be redefined in our educational system. Essentially, Jacques Ellul. You can get a PDF on the internet while we've still got an internet. This is going to be my project for the next year because it's not going to be easily absorbed. It's a very psychologically, I'm a trained psychology person. It's the idea of freedom and giving up freedom, the mass versus the individual. You know, much worse things happen under the mass, basically, you know, in the collective, as opposed to mistakes that are made by individuals. Much, much worse. So the crux
okay.
of what
Walker,
Ellul did...
I've got to run. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and take Renee in North Carolina after the break. Certainly there's a lot to this, isn't there, Vicki?
Yes, there is. And Walker, would you please send me an email or Darren an email with that name and the title of the paper you're talking about?
Can you go ahead and give your email out there, Vicki?
My email address is eyeswideopen@channelingreality.com.
Okay, in case you missed that, Walker and listeners, we'll have her repeat that on the other side of the break. Stay with us, folks. Government American continues. We have Renee in North Carolina, David in Boston, and you, if you want to jump on board, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're trying to keep things moving along here, popping here. I don't know, maybe I just had too much caffeine today. Stay with us, we'll be back in a moment.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest...
With a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line, a flag on his wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. Big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills. But they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. You see those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot. Cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack. Just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the square. There's a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you look at the score. We can't make it here anymore.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Mickey Davis is here. ChannelingReality.com. That's ChannelingReality.com. And we're taking your phone calls with Vicki Davis at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'm asking you folks, if you can, to be as brief as possible. Get right to the point as soon as we go to you. And Vicki, did you have anything you wanted to say, or Nancy, before we go back to the phones?
Nope. Go ahead and go back.
All right, let's go down to North Carolina and talk to Renee. Renee, you're up next.
Yes, I'm a registered independent. I think sometimes I'm better able to see the inconsistency in thinking in both the right and the left. The thing is, on this eugenics issue, a lot of the Christians conservatives' walk doesn't match their talk. And the example of that is the whole abortion issue. The thing is, everybody claims they care so much about the disabled and the elderly and the children, but then they don't want to pay for social services. They always think, oh, somebody else is going to take care of them. Their families, the churches, some people don't have families. The churches seem to be wanting to take care of themselves more than anything. And the example that proves my point that I am right is, for as long as I can remember, there are over 100,000 children available for adoption now in this country. The thing is, if they cared so much about these children, instead of just carrying a sign for a couple hours in the sun and then going home and stroking their ego, why haven't they taken one home? You know, the thing is, you know, the unfortunate truth is, and I'm not pro-abortion, okay, but the truth is, how many millions more would we have? And if you don't want to give them food and shelter, are we supposed to, like, line them up on the sidewalk with little pink and blue tin cups for people to throw a quarter in? The thing is, it's real easy to talk, but the thing is, there's some real practical problems that they never address. And that's the issue that I have with conservatives when they talk about caring about these people, but they don't talk about the practicality of how these people going to live.
Yeah, I think we could comment. Let's see if we can get Nancy or Vicki's response to that.
We could do the same thing with the Democrats, how they talk about wanting to take care of children and families. And both parties, really, we just have one political party, and they don't care about anybody. Neither party cares about anybody. They care about themselves. They care about the corporations that they work for.
Yep.
And so.
Oh, I agree.
It's just a rallying principle, you know. I saw something called dog whistle politics.
Okay, Craig, I don't know. I'm getting a terrible squeal, and I don't know where that's coming from. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, it's coming and going. Anyway, you know, here's the thing about it, and I agree with you, Renee, that the church needs to practice what it preaches. When people talk about things, talk is cheap, words are cheap, and you're right when they say that they have failed in their duty, really, to practice what they preach and actually look after these folks. The problem that I see here, though, is that the same argument that you're using regarding abortion and unborn children could also be applied to any other area of society which has useless eaters, as defined by those that are implementing all these eugenicist programs. And so the problem is, are we going to just start deciding who lives and who dies based upon their usefulness to society? And I think the number one thing we need to start at is human life valuable? And if a human life is valuable, it has to be protected. Everything else comes secondary. So if we have children that are born, okay, they're fine. They're going to be born. Then we'll have to deal with them however we can as a society. But you're absolutely right. Christians need to step up to the plate. Good people need to step up to the plate. And I don't know. Vicki, Nancy, do you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yes, I want to add something. The fact that a lot of the Christian church sticks steadfastly to the Republican Party is absolutely infuriating to me at this point in time. They think that conservatism equals Republicanism, and that is simply not the case.
No, right. It isn't. During the Reagan administration, conservatism was redefined from being the Western version of conservatism to the Eastern version of conservatism, meaning that the Republican Party swung farther left than left.
Yep.
They all the Trotskyites joined it. And so I'm a paleo conservative. I'm an old time Republican. And, we're practically extinct now. And I think it's in large part because people really don't understand the history of the Republican Party. What happened to it during the Reagan administration?
Yep, exactly. Well, Renee, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's move on to David in Boston. David.
Good day to you, Darren, and Vicki, and Nancy.
Yeah, good day, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Darren, Vicki, and Nancy, three of a kind that have a full house beat.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Let's, if you can get right to the point, I appreciate it.
Oh, one thing I heard Vicki on Dave Hodges' show, I think a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. and she was talking about Elihu Root being one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations. And Vicki is so fully informed, so well-informed, she probably already knows this, but that Elihu Root was also one of the Brothers of Death. He was a bonesman. He was in the Order of the Skull and Crossbones also. Vicki probably knows that, but for the sake of maybe the audience.
It wouldn't surprise you, would it, Vicki?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. And as a matter of fact, I think the Council on Foreign Relations, everybody attributes the creation of the Council on Foreign Relations to Edward House. But I read in the Reese Committee hearings, for un-American activities in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
a guy named Henry Wriston was one of the people who testified, and Henry Wriston was a member of the CFR, and he said that the idea for the CFR came at a dinner party in New York. I read something else that said, FDR said that Thomas Watson was FDR went to Thomas Watson for foreign policy, and he gave a lot of dinner parties. So I think that it was really Thomas Watson at one of Thomas Watson's dinner parties where they actually decided to create the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah. Well, so, David, did you have a follow-up there real quick?
Just the last thing I might just say, Darren, is first off, a quick question and a comment. So I heard mm-hmm. Samantha Powers at the top of the hour on the news, the local news here in Boston.
Okay.
Now, she's married to some notorious villain. Is it Cass Sunstein that she's married to?
Boy, you got me. I don't know.
I don't know if it's Cass Sunstein or John Holdren, but, yeah, one of those villains.
Yeah, I think I for some reason I have it in my mind it's Cass Sunstein. But, this is a family show, Darren, coming on Saturday afternoon, but I'll just say this. This Samantha Powers, first of all, Samantha was a favorite witch's name, and then Samantha.
You gotta be quick, David. We're up against the clock
And then, of course, her last name is Powers, and they're proud of their dark powers, these witches and everything, but she was actually speaking to President Vladimir Putin as if they were in some sort of private session, and she was the dominatrix, and Vladimir Putin was her submissive. That's how she came across.
That's quite a thing, isn't it? All right, let's take the break. Thank you, David. I appreciate the call. Folks, we're rapidly moving along here. We'll be back in a moment here in about 4 minutes. Stay with us.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times.
We're in the home stretch of the broadcast. Unbelievable how fast the 3 hours go. But we are speeding through here in the final concluding segment here. Got a couple more calls on the line we'll take. Nancy, Vicki, do you have anything you want to say before we go back to the phones?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right, let's go to Rick in Tennessee. Rick, you're up next.
Direct and to the point. Two statements I'd like to make, and then I'll take my reply off the air. Save time. I'm watching the clock. First of all, someone said in the last hour they didn't understand why Americans aren't waking up. They're distracted by football games, all kind of sports. I know one example, a fellow that watches football, ESPN, all kind of sports. He falls asleep on the couch with a remote in his hand and dares anybody to move the TV. The cigarette smoking man on X-Files used to say, "We distracted you enough, so it's easy to take over because everybody's fallen asleep with complacency." Second point I'd like to make is that you can see it coming. The government's going to start trying to license computers. You'll have to have a license to own and operate a computer, and you'll have to have a permit, a yearly permit for a yearly fee to keep that computer running. The Germans and the Nazis and Russia licensed radios back in World War II time. And finally, I can remember when I was in second grade during World War II, we used to salute the flag with our hands out, some of my Hitler boys did, but they called themselves the Democratic Socialist Party. After the war, they dropped the Socialist Party and just called themselves the Democratic Party. I remember that. I'm 73 years age, and I can remember what they used to do. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking my call. My time's up. Go for it.
Listen, Rick, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Bread and Circuses, Nancy and Vicki?
yeah, they do a really effective job of keeping people so busy they don't. The stuff that I look at is pretty heavy stuff. It takes pretty intense examination, and it is so big. I mean, this conspiracy, it is a global conspiracy, is so big, it's really hard to break it down to tell people about it bit by bit and still keep the coherence so that they can understand the magnitude of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you want to see the absurdity of it and what the power that billionaires have, you have people like Bill Gates. He's telling people about they ought to be vaccinated all over the world. He's telling people all about their education system. You know, he's not an expert on any of this stuff.
No. Who the hell is he?
He's a billionaire. So he's directing Washington, D.C., probably other governments around the world as well.
A billionaire, you can be a self-appointed expert.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's behind, he's a large part of the redesign of our schools to turn them into vocational schools.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Well, you know, he had mentioned earlier, you know, about the Democratic Socialists. I want to come back to that comment real quick here, because you had written in your latest piece about the Atari and the Young Democrats and New Democrat Network, the Democratic Leadership Council, the Progressive Policy Institute, the Third Way Doctrine being promoted from all of these groups. You know, you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I'll move to the Republican side. There was an organization that was created under the Reagan administration called the National Endowment for Democracy. Mm-hmm. The guy who was, now this organization supports four different organizations for what really is a system for turnkey democracy, or for a turnkey governing system. It includes a Republican representative, a Democratic representative, unions, and business. But the guy who was the Republican person in the organization National Endowment for Democracy was a guy named Frank Fahrenkopf. He was president of the American Gaming Association, and in his history, in his background, he was a member of what they called the Pacific Democrats or Democratic Union, which are Democrats. I did a search on them, and it's all Democrats, and probably the social Christian Democrats, which really are the communists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say we only have one political party. We don't have two. We have one.
Yeah, well, it's just like Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown, Carol Quigley. You know, he said that there should only be basically one party, you know, two-party system. But basically, folks, you know, the people, the average person could just vote the bums out, vote the rascals out, and replace them with essentially the same thing. There's no change in party direction. No change
right.
in the policy direction.
That's exactly right. And you can trace the history of the development of these systems, like you said, back to 1987. And the faces that they put in front of us are just political puppets. That's all they are.
Yeah.
Because the agenda, you can follow along the development of these systems phase by phase by phase.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's take Kathy in Massachusetts. Kathy, you're up next.
I just wanted to, I love that lady, Renee in North Carolina. She is just a breath of fresh air. And a lot of libertarian types need to hear what she has to say. Every time she calls in, I'm like, all right, that lady's going to, you know, make everybody sweat just a bit here.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Can you get right to your point, please?
Yeah. My point is this. Passive euthanasia is real. She's absolutely, and that was part of my point, actually. That was a very excellent point. Passive euthanasia is real. The Christians embraced euthanasia in the South. They loved it, all right? The whole eugenics thing, they embraced it. Medical Tyranny is an excellent book. Bottom line, it's a soft kill, passive euthanasia, and those of us that have been in this priced out of the medical system, we've known this for 20 years from in the trenches experience. When we go to church, we get judged by ignorant people who have not yet been personally affected, and now they're becoming personally affected. And they, boy, do they have their knickers in a knot now. Well, we've known about this for 20 years. They didn't want to hear what we had to say. They didn't want to help implement changes. They were good for everyone, see? Get called a communist to try to mention lowering the cost of insulin from $180 a bottle for one bottle of Humalog. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, you're such a communist. You get labeled. Then they say, well, have you talked to Voc Rehab? Have you talked? And they send you to the government. The family sends you to the churches. The government sends you to the churches. The churches send you to the government. And it's just a vicious circle, and no one does anything. Like she said, like another caller at Don Stagnall's show called in one time about 6 months ago. And he said, now, you guys, RBN tends to nag people who are in the system, but what do you want me to do? Do you want me to give my wheelchair? Do you really want me to sit out with my crushed spleen on the side of the road begging for money and give up my government checks? You know, no one's going to do anything for me. Do you really want me to give up my food, give up my income, and go sit out and beg in a wheelchair on the side of the road? No one had a word to say back to him. So basically, everyone listening to this, go call somebody you know in your family. Don't judge them. Sit down, shut up, and listen.
Get involved.
Shut up. Get involved. Call your own family members. I have millionaires in my family.
Let's hold it right there, Kathy. I hate to cut you off, but time's getting away from us. Vicki, did you have anything you wanted to say to that, or Nancy, in response?
No, other than that she's right. I mean, you know, it's all talk and no action. I think our country has lost the capacity for compassion.
Well, I don't think that they could have gotten done in society today. You know, I don't think they could have made the progress that they've made if it hadn't been for the 501c3 pastors in churches compromised by the fact that they're on the government dole. So the first
thank
and
you.
Foremost,
thank you for saying that.
I think that has to be the number one thing that's addressed. Basically, the church has really hoarded itself out. You know, and many of the pastors today have been so far removed from really, really following Christ, really, you know, following God. That, you know, they don't even realize, many of them, that they've hoarded themselves out to a 501c3. I mean, you know, it's just the way business is done. And that's the problem. So until, you know, so I say to the people out there, if you have a church and it's a 501c3, try to open your pastor's eyes. And if they refuse to see
it. Yeah, because you're nothing but a government stakeholder. You're an NGO.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I wish we had more time, but we're squeezed. Vicki, closing thoughts?
I just wanted to say one thing. When Hillary Clinton came into office in 1993, when they had this technological revolution, she brought the Chicago mob with her. William Daley was appointed to be the chairman of the Information Infrastructure Task Force. And so they brought organized crime with them into government, and I believe they're still there.
Hey, I hear Rahm Emanuel might run in 2016.
Oh, my God. Help us
talk about the Chicago mob. You know, imagine.
Yeah, he's done so well for Chicago.
Imagine Rahm Emanuel running against Hillary Clinton. Oh, boy, you talk about a horror story. Hey, thank you so much, everyone, for being with us. Vicki, as always, I appreciate it.
Okay,
and Nancy,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much. ChannelingReality.com. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless each and every one of you. And we'll talk to you next week. With finance.